Mercy and His Grace, Patri Prabhu.
The topic which I prepared and I wanted to share with you is a very nice topic and it's a very deep topic. The topic is Three Jewels of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just broke open the treasure house, you see, of the spiritual world. And these three jewels, somebody who is very fortunate enough can get these jewels. And he can become the most fortunate. He can become most fortunate, richest person in the world, actually. So what are those jewels? Maybe we'll not be able to cover everything, but we'll definitely will mention everything. So of course, everything is based on the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is not our concoction. And these three jewels are Vaishnava Seva, Nama Ruchi, and Jiva Daya. How many of you familiar with these terms? Not all, huh? So this is very, very important. Actually, okay, let's go ahead. Everything starts with the service. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya padikshyante te jnanam janinas tattvadarshinah. So, three things should be done. Tadvidhi pranipat. Pranipat means we have to approach. First of all, we have to approach. Then, pariprasna. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasushreya uttamam. We have to be jigyasu, inquisitive. We have to become very eager to know something. And then sevaya. So, skipping all the details, I'll tell you one small example. By doing service to the Vaishnavas, to pure devotees, mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktis. So, door for liberation will be opened. Because by serving Vaishnavas, we're creating this piety, punya. Punya. Ishat pantagata papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva muhanir mukta bhajati mam dridabrataha. Dridabrata, very, very strong people, those who did pious activities in duration many, many lifetimes. Jananam punya kanmanam karmanam te dvandva muhanir mukta. That illusion will be destroyed. So what is that punya? How to get the punya? We can plant the tree, we can give some charity to the poor people. That's punya, but it's very, very small punya. We need such punya, which is in one lifetime we can collect enough to buy business class ticket going back to God. Nityananda Airlines, you know, directly to Goloka Vrindavan. Very costly, actually. But in this very lifetime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make everyone so fortunate. Free offer. Nityananda Airlines taking everyone back to Godhead with very, very minimum price. Shraddhavan jana hai. Shraddhavan jana hai. Hey, those who have faith. And the best service is, of course, ideally, so many services are there, but one very important service is Shushrushuh Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchihi Yat Mahat Sevaya Vipram Punyatirthani Shivaya. When we're listening from pure devotee, Shushrushuh, very attentively, we're listening the message he brings, because he's a messenger of the goodwill from the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, as we know, he came, and it's such a privilege to introduce our parampara, this knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the headquarter of International Society where Srila Prabhupada resides. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and he instructed, actually, this is instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jive Daya Namaruchi Vaishnava Seva Iha Bahi Sanatana Nahi Aradharma. He told to Sanatana Goswami, my dear Sanatana Goswami, be merciful to the souls, chant the holy name, and serve the Vaishnavas. Sanatan, there is no other religion beside this. This is the religion of the age. And Prabhu kahena Krishna seva Vaishnava sevana nirantara kara Krishna nama sankirtana. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Whenever possible, serve him and his devotees, the Vaishnavas. Bhaktan Saraswati once he said that actually Kali Yuga Dharma is Vaishnava Seva. Because many people, they're not interested. They're not interested in some religiosity. But when devotees creating opportunity to others to serve them, those people, as Prabhupada said, V ISKCON is organization, we establishing temples. Why? With one purpose, to make unfortunate people fortunate. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hyupadrutaha. Very unfortunate, actually. Manda bhagya. They're so busy, Prabhupada said, everybody running and dogs running on four legs and people running on four wheels. Where they are running? Just to fulfill their material necessities only. But this material world is just nothing but temporary bubble. These bubbles, you know? Just one bubble, two bubble. Yatha griha kshetra sutapta, this family bubble, that society bubble. It's going to go. One day, it has to go. So therefore, by serving Vaishnavas, one can get great punya, and actually he can develop the ruchi for the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once Srila Prabhupada, he was in Manhattan, and he was going, and he saw beautiful showroom, some shop, I don't know, perfume shop or something like that. And Prabhupada thought, wow, it's such a wonderful opportunity for me to display my Srimad Bhagavatam set. Because Prabhupada was always thinking in terms of pushing, you know, this Bhagavatam message, Bhagavata Dharma. You know, push, I'm always saying, push means pray until something happen. Push. Prabhupada was always praying, when Krishna... Hey Krishna, our Goswamis were praying, Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite. Hey, where are you Krishna? Where Radharani? Where are you? How to do it? How I can do it? Please make me dance. So Prabhupada was in that consciousness, always trying to push. And he thought, well, if I will place my Bhagavatam on the showroom, fantastic, everybody will see this. So he just decided, you know, you never know unless you try. He just... Blum, blum. He opened that shop, went inside, and there was a lot of business lady sitting there. What do you want? What do you want? Excuse me, ma'am. Can I put my Bhagavatam set on your showroom? What? Get out from here. This is not temple. This is nonsense. She's chastised Prabhupada. She just became very angry. Get out from here. No books here. What? Prabhupada said, okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Cool down. And then Prabhupada said, I'm old man. Can I have a glass of water? This lady was, okay. She went and brought him some glass of water. Excuse me, can I have a seat? Can I have a chair? Because I'm an old man. Okay, sit down. She gave him a chair. Sit down, drink. And Prabhupada sit down. He drink the water, finish the glass of water. And as soon as he finished glass of water, he asked that lady, excuse me, can I place my books in the showroom, show window? And she said, why not? Why not? You can put it. What's happened? She just served pure devotee, glass of water. Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktas. And mindset changed completely. Service attitude, when we're serving pure Vaishnava, one prayer enough. Living entity, when she comes, when he comes in contact with pure devotee, one prayer of pure devotee, enough to draw the attention of Krishna to us. Not more than less. We are not qualified. Prabhupada said, I created your qualification. Because with the chanting holy name, and the, you know, you don't understand how difficult. Prabhupada said, if you understand how fortunate you are, you will faint. Krishna's mercy upon you is that he doesn't give you understanding how fortunate you are. Otherwise you will faint. Even demigods cannot get it. They are lining in the line to get take birth. Even Lord Brahma had to take birth as a Haridas Thakur, etc., etc. So therefore, what we have, usually we not appreciate. By the way, man is fool. When it's hot, he wants cool. When it's cool, he wants hot. He always wants what is not. Our mind is dissatisfied, running. But when we appreciate what we have got, wow, that's why this is a presentation, just to remind ourselves what actually we have. We are very fortunate, and that will make us grateful. And of course, we have four Vaishnava Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantrastu Nisphalam Mataha. So we have this Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, we have Kumaram Sampradaya, we have Rudra Sampradaya and Lakshmi Sampradaya, four Sampradayas. And one has to come in contact with one of the representatives of these four Sampradayas. And such an opportunity is very, very rare. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavana Jiva. Very, very rare to get representative, true representative of this powerhouse, you know, connection. And once you're in touch with him and he prays for you, electricity comes through you. You know the story, really we have very less time. I would like to squeeze 4-5 days presentation in 1 hour. I don't know how it's possible, but we'll try. Just recently we had Kartik month passed. And what's the story behind? We know this Nalakuvara Manigriva, completely degraded guys, sons of Kuvera, minister of finance, of demigods. They were so drunkard with girls and swimming in celestial Ganga. And Narada Muni came. And they were not even feeling ashamed. Is this that? Yeah. And Narada Muni said, guys, shameless guys. You are naked, all right, become a trees. Stay naked forever, for a long time. So they came to senses. Oh, sorry. Okay, but because they became humble and asked forgiveness, Narada Muni said, well, curse already there, it has to happen, but Krishna will deliver you, don't worry. You will be born in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. Minimize and give him blessing. So curse of Vaishnava is ultimately blessing. And we know the story when Krishna and Mother Yashoda, you know, Rudantam Muhur Nentra. So Krishna was crying and pulling this motor. And then he has this GPS completely different direction. But then he was passing nearby these trees and then ding, in Srimad Bhagavatam is written. Krishna thought, oh no, my pure devotee Narada, he promised that I have to deliver these guys. All right, so changing your route. And immediately Krishna changed the route and he had to go through the trees to deliver them. Otherwise he had nothing to do with those trees. But because my pure devotee Narada Muni once told and promised, I have to defeat. You see? Not because they were qualified, not because they were from rich family. Nayamatma balahinena labhya na medhaya na bahunam shrutena. Not by studying shastra, not by intellectual jugglery. Nothing can impress Krishna. And as Bhagavatam says, when we can get mercy of Krishna? Rahu ganai tattapasana yati na chajaya nirvatpanat grihadva na chandasa nirvajalagni suryair vinamahat padarajo bishekam. Not by heavy austerities in the Ganga, cold water, Alakananda in Badrika Ashram, not in the hot season putting fire around yourself, you know, sweating in India, plus 50 degree hot, and you're putting fire around yourself on your head. I've seen. How is he torturing this body? It's not impressive for Krishna. Until we get the dust from lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Padarajo Vishekam. And Prahlad Maharaj praying, Mayasam Padarajo Vishekam Miskinchananam Navrinita Yavat. We have to take the dust from lotus feet of Vaishnavas and do Abhisheka. Anyway, so this is the principle. So because they got the mercy of Narada Muni, they became delivered. Jai Shishir Kundra Kadir Guntai Jagannath Badeswara Maharani Ki. So, and question, Vaishnava Seva, we are talking about Vaishnava Seva. Who is Vaishnava? Okay, we can talk. Who is Vaishnava? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, who is a Vaishnava? Grihita Vishu Dikshako Vishnu Puja Paro Naraha Vaishnavo Bhito Vijaniratarosmadavasnavaha, one who is initiated into the Vaishnava mantra and who is devoted to worshipping Lord Vishnu Krishna, he is the Vaishnava. Who initiated into Vaishnava mantra and who is worshipping Rukmini Dwarakadish. Those who are worshipping actually. One who is devoid of these practices is not a Vaishnava. Quote from Hari Bhakti Vilas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains three kinds of Vaishnavas. Very interesting that his devotees from Kulia, they came and they were asking me, Prabhu, can you explain who is Vaishnava? Because we are stressing Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava Seva. But who is Vaishnava? How we can recognize Vaishnava? You see? And he says, Prabhu kare kahe yandra mukhe suni ekabara Krishna namase pujya shrestha sabakara. Who chants the holy name of Krishna just once may be considered as a Vaishnava. Such a person is a worshipable and is the most topmost of human being. Interesting. What? Just once? Can you imagine? Just once somebody can say, Hare Krishna. And some people saying, why are they, what is that, Hare Krishna? See? You're creating fortune for them by speaking Hare Krishna. What? Hare Krishna. But we don't know how much syllable power in that holy name, Krishna. Really. We don't understand. Nam nama kari bahudha, nija sarva shaktis. And somebody chanting only once. You know, there's many, many stories like Prabhupada said. When Nitai, the translator of Prabhupada, when once Prabhupada giving class, Ajamila class, and Prabhupada was reading this lecture, and he said, "Hey, Nitai, read." And he said, when Ajamila saw these Yamadutas, he was so afraid and he called Narayana, 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 Narayana. Prabhupada said, "Stop." What happened? And Prabhupada thought, did I say three times Narayana? Did I say three times? So Nitai was silent. Did I say three times? And then Prabhupada thought, one time is sufficient. And then he looked, don't change anything, huh? Because I mentioned only one time is sufficient. And Nitai Prabhu said, yes, true. It's really only one time. But I spoke three times. Don't change anything. That's okay. But one time is sufficient. Sakrit eva prasanna yatadasmi iti yamachi. Abhayam saradadasma itim eva vratam mama. Lord Ramachandra, he says, Sakrit eva, only one time. And Bhagavatam explains, those who chanting at least one time holy name, one time. Aho, Bata svapachito gariyam yam jihva gari vartati nama tubhyam. Shushnur Arya. Such a person is the topmost human being. Bhagavatam says. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained next year. He said, Krishna nama nirantara yang haravadane se vaishnava srishta bhajatan haraka charane. So he said, a person who is always chanting the holy name of Krishna is a superior Vaishnava, and your duty to serve his lotus feet. Constantly, nirantara. Okay? And then yet another year they came. He told them, Yanghara darshane mukhe aise Krishna nama tanhare janiha tumi Vaishnava pradhana. The topmost Vaishnava is he or she whose very presence make others chant the holy name of Krishna. Such a Vaishnava is superior to all others. You see, by seeing somebody, like, why do we put tilak? I can tell you so many stories, so funny stories actually, but really, I really have to rush if you want to cover some. So you know, why we put in tilak? I remember when I was in army, I happened to be in those days in 80s, I was in Soviet Union Commando Army. And I somehow when I came in contact, devotees gave me Bhagavad Gita. And I was very proud officer. I was walking like this, chuk, chuk. And said, you know, have you seen this book, Bhagavad Gita? And I said, no. This is a book for army people. because war is there, you know, war. It's a, this is a science how to conduct the war. Wow. And he said, it's for VIP people only. For VIP. Are you VIP? And I said, of course I am VIP. Give me book. And I grabbed the book. If it's for VIP, it's for me. So, and I came home and I opened this book, war, you know, some battlefield, something for the military people. And I opened, and I was trying to read one line only, one line. Дритраштравувача. So, VIP man, sit down. Wow, far out. I couldn't read one line. It took me 5 minutes to read one line. I was thinking, far out book, huh? I cannot even read it. As they say in Hindi, Kalakshar Bhaj Barabar. I'm looking to the Sanskrit, I don't know how to read it. It's like such a googly moogly, I don't know, what is this? Wow, far out. And I, as soon as I read for 5 minutes, I got some sleeping already. So I was not using sleeping pills. If I had some difficulties to sleep, I used to read Bhagavad Gita. And I used to sleep very easily. So it took for me 1 year to complete it. But when I completed, I realized I'm really VIP. Very insignificant person. That's the real meaning of VIP. Very insignificant. Nimitta matra bhavasaya. So, and then by putting, and I started to put tilak. Wow, that's important. Put tilak, because it's those who have tilak, they belong to army of God. That's what I thought. That's important. And I used to put uniform and tilak. And anyone who saw me, what is this? Everybody asked me questions. Excuse me, what is this? Even army general commando, they used to say, what is this? And I, oh, this is the Vedas. And Vedas is knowledge by God. And the Bhagavad Gita. And, hey, why are you preaching to me? No, you ask me first. So, it was a wonderful opportunity for me to preach, because I didn't ask, you asked me. And they became Jigyasu, and I told him. And so many people were inquiring. And so many people became devotees, actually. It's another story. By seeing tilak, what is this? One lady, she saw the tilak, and I always had some roti, some chapati. I didn't know how to cook that time. Nothing I knew what to do. I just thought that we have to distribute holy food and put tilak. That's what I knew. And I just did it. And I grew some chapati and keep it in my pocket all the time. Sometimes after 1 week, only one chapati in 1 week. It became dry already, dry like this. So I used to give small piece. This is from the altar, from God. And people used to take. And one lady, she just, I came to the municipality, big mayor of the city. Because I was army man, nobody could stop me. And I used to put tilak. And she said, what is this? I said, I'm doing yoga. And yoga, it was like kind of very, very bad word at that time. And something strange, yoga. It's only now became in 2000 after it became popular. Otherwise, those time yoga means people crazy. Really? Yoga means this kind of Himalaya cave yogis, something. That's what the only association. And crazy people. And I'm doing yoga. And she also told me, I also do yoga. I said, really? Which yoga? Agni yoga. And I said, I'm doing bhakti yoga. You're qualified. And I put my chapati and give this dry food to her. Take. And she said, what? What is this? This is holy food of bhakti yoga. And she says, so, and you know, and she was so nervous, actually, so nervous, that this bread fell down on the ground, under the table. I said, what you have done? Pick it up and take. And she was, so many people sitting in the reception, you know, what? But because I was in commanding voice, you know, VIP, no? You have to pick it up, it's holy food. And she actually picked up and took it. What to do? And I left. Later on, maybe after 1 month, somebody called me, Hare Krishna! Who is that? It was kind of, you know, not very open. Hare Krishna was not open yet. But somebody calling Hare Krishna, I took, and some lady came to me and said, you remember me? Do you remember me? I said, not to offend her. I said, oh yeah, oh yes, yes, yes. No idea. As an etiquette, you know, just as a courtesy. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Can you remind me? Who are you? I'm familiar. I said, oh, you give me this bread, you know bread. Oh, yes, then I remembered. Because not everybody picking up some bread from the floor. And she just took it and said, you know what? I came back home that day and I got such a agni yoga. Ooh, such a energy came to me. And I thought, because this officer gave me this bread, I don't know what happened to me. And I was looking for you. I could not find you because I didn't take telephone number, no contact, nothing. And now I saw you. Hare Krishna, where are you people? I said, interesting, okay, you come. And we didn't have temple that time. We had to hide out house, not house, even some flat. She came and eventually she became devotee and her mother became devotee and her son became devotee, her daughter became devotee. Her name is Nandi Mukhi Devidas. So she is now in Vrindavan and she's living in Vrindavan now. Her mother already passed in Vrindavan on Radhashtami back to Godhead. Her son became devotee, her daughter became devotee. In Ukraine now. And she is in Vrindavan. She's doing Dandavat Parikramas, all holy places already. And sometimes we meet together and said, Nandi Mukhi, do you remember that small piece of bread changed your life? And she said, Patri Prabhu, not too much, three much. How is it possible? Small piece of bread changed my consciousness, my mind. Why? Because this is food offered to Krishna, actually. I can tell you tons of stories like this. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyade Shatarine. Namaste. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya.